This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Modi will launch the Lok Sabha election campaign for the BJP in Chhattisgarh by addressing a Vijay Sankalp Shankhnad rally in Amabal village of Bhanpuri area in Bastar Division. The Bastar Lok Sabha constituency is going to polls on 19th of April under the first phase of general elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will also visit Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening to campaign in support of party candidates from Chandrapur and Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituency. The public meeting at Morwa Airport Ground will be attended by senior BJP leaders of the state and leaders of the Mahayuti Alliance in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi will also campaign for the Mahayuti candidate on the 10th of this month in the Kanhan area of Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency. Five constituencies in the eastern Vidarbha region, including Nagpur, Ramtek, Handrapur, Gadchiroli, Chemur and Bhandara Gondia, will go to polls on the 19th of this month. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday, except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place on Saturday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has initiated several innovative and unique campaigns on social media platforms to engage young and urban voters for enhanced participation in the upcoming elections. The poll body, through campaigns like Turning 18 and You Are the One, is employing tailored messaging strategy, incorporating compelling themes, collaboration with popular ECI icons and Gen Z content. The primary objective of ECI's Turning 18 campaign is to galvanize youngsters to participate in the upcoming elections and address critical issues of urban and youth apathy noticed in previous elections. On the other hand, You Are the One campaign aims to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contribution of various stakeholders involved in the electoral process. Parivartan Chintan, a pioneering tri-service conference aimed at generating new and fresh ideas, initiatives and reforms to propel jointness and integration efforts, will be held in New Delhi today. The day-long discussions will be chaired by Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan. It will be the first ever conference of the heads of all tri-services institutions, the Department of Military Affairs, Headquarters, Integrated Defence Staff and the three services. Officers from varied service brackets, through their diverse understanding and experience, will recommend measures to achieve the desired joint and integrated end state with celerity. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has issued an advisory warning against copyright infringement of its educational materials. It said that any individual or entity who publishes the content of NCERT textbooks for commercial use without obtaining copyright permission shall be subject to legal proceedings under the Copyright Act. The educational body further urged the public to refrain from using such textbooks or workbooks, cautioning that their content may be factually incorrect. In Jammu, ahead of the festival of Navratri, Katra and Mata Vaishno Devi Bhavan is decorated with imported flowers. Though the fragrance of the imported flowers will vary slightly from Indian species, but as per the reports, these flowers, which include gladiolus, carnations and lilium and anthurium orchids, will stay fresh for almost 10 days. They will double up the joy and visual delight of the Bhavan on this special occasion for the visitors. The National Cave of Mata Vaishno Devi is all set to welcome pilgrims with the magnificent view of the gold-plated entrance of the 96-feet-long traditional cave. And in sports, in tennis, Amit Nagal became the first Indian to enter the Monte Carlo Masters singles main draw in 42 years, beating Facundo Diaz Acosta of Argentina in a three-setter in the final qualifying round in Monte Carlo yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.